Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to episode number 67 of Proclaim, the podcast that teaches every Bible-believing Christian. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 67 of Proclaim, the podcast that teaches every Bible-believing Christian how to preach the gospel by any means necessary in many different settings, including using the internet and the new podcast pulpit, or what I call the podcast pulpit. Our scripture passage on preaching today is Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, which reads, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Our quote on preaching today is from Dr. Charles Swindoll. He said, "If I ever wrote a book on preaching, it would contain three words: preach the word. Get rid of all of the other stuff that gets you sidetracked. Preach the word." Beloved, in this podcast, we are using as our texts the following three books: Lectures to My Students by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, The Preacher and His Preaching by Alfred P. Gibbs, and Biblical Preaching by Haddon W. Robinson. Today, beloved, our topic is titled The Qualifications of the Preacher, Part 38, From the Preacher and His Preaching by Alfred P. Gibbs. E. Criticism. The preacher should both speak and welcome criticism from others. The preacher, rather, should both seek and welcome criticism from others on subject matter, expressions, pronunciation, grammar, mannerisms, and anything else that would hinder the effective presentation of the biblical message, yea, the gospel message through him. We shall refer more fully to this matter later on. Dr. Jeff D. Day has finally expressed his thought: really trying to preach involves persistent, careful, and prayerful preparation of the sermon in all its details, its doctrines, its homiletical order, its vigorous English, its grammatical correctness. Its proper pronunciation of the words, its winsome delivery in modulated vocalization, clear enunciation, and correct movement. All this sounds like hard work, and it most certainly is, but it is well worthwhile. And I'm not saying this, he's saying this, for payday is coming. I would add to that that the most important thing, however, is to get along with God and pray until the power of God comes down and the anointing of God comes down upon you. May it be ours not only to pray for the wisdom that cometh from above, but to use every opportunity to develop our capacity for that wisdom. This shall better fit us for the task of being ambassadors for Christ and enable us to earn thee well done, thou good and faithful servant of our blessed, of our blessed Lord and Master. We used quite a little space for this matter of the qualifications of the preacher, and for good reason. We cannot disassociate the preacher from his preaching. We must remember the divine order in Paul's injunction, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. The ECS Ministries, Emmaus Correspondence School Ministries, P.O. Box 1028, Dubuque, Iowa, has some splendid courses on the scriptures that should prove useful. Contact them for a catalog. And this is an old book, so I don't know if this ministry, this school is still operating. I hope so. This is a sister ministry. Well, they should be, because they have an email address, so and a website. Wow. Okay, so let me give you the website. Contact them if you're interested in getting a good, inexpensive Bible college education. And that is www.ecsministries.org. You can also email them at ecsorders@emmaus.org. This is a sister ministry to the Emmaus Bible School of Dubuque, Iowa. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for our time together. Quite honestly, I was a little bit surprised. Evidently, my daughter, who is the producer of this podcast, has run across a new a newer version of this book, or because, as you know, when I first read this book was nearly 40 years ago. So we thank you, Lord, that it has been updated, and younger preachers can take advantage of it, as I did when I was a young preacher. I give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for this time together. Help us to take heed to what has been said. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, as we close today, I want to speak to those who have never truly trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior, as well as those who have doubts about their salvation. Allow me to share with you very clearly how you can trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today and be saved from hell fire forever and have a home in heaven with God forever. Here is how, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ," he was speaking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.